This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Lawmakers in Louisiana got good news Thursday. The state's fiscal cliff isn't quite as bad as previously expected. What was once a $994 million budget shortfall for next fiscal year is now just shy of $650 million. Lawmakers were anticipating the state would make about $300 million as a result of federal tax changes passed last year. But it wasn't official until the Revenue Estimating Conference recognized the funds. Speaker of the House, Taylor Barra, is a member of the REC.
Our Appropriations Committee will meet on Monday in the House and begin that process of allocating that $346 million.
Governor Edwards has outlined how he'd like to see the money spent. In a statement released Thursday, he called for restoring a $25 million cut to higher education and putting another $50 million towards TOPS. That'd still leave the program underfunded, and deep cuts would remain in areas like healthcare and law enforcement. According to Speaker Barra, enough House members may be willing to support a budget with $650 million in cuts.
I would estimate today that we probably have 53 votes that would allow that to leave and head on to the Senate.
Governor Edwards says passing a budget with $650 million in cuts would be irresponsible and warns he would not sign it into law. The House is expected to vote on the budget, which is House Bill 1, next week. If it passes, it'd move to the Senate, who'd be able to change it as they see fit.
How it returns from the Senate and what ultimately House Bill 1 finally looks like, I can't say it'll look like exactly how it left the House.
Edwards and Barra say the option remains for a special session to raise revenue and resolve all or some of the budget shortfall. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.